Chinese director Zhang Yimou has won top prizes at the Berlin, Venice, and Sundance film festivals. Audiences in this country are most likely to have seen his lavish epics Raise the Red Lantern and Judo. His new film is different. It's set on the streets of today's Beijing and was filmed on a shoestring budget. It's called Happy Times, and it's the third in a trilogy of movies about ordinary people. David Darcy reports that it's also a parable about China's future.
Happy Times is a farce about Zhao, an unemployed factory worker who turns an abandoned bus into the Happy Times Hotel. Couples who live in overcrowded apartments with their extended families can rent it by the hour. Since most apartments in Beijing are overcrowded, Zhao assumes he struck gold. But like most get-rich-quick schemes, this one fails when he starts fighting with his customers. Happy Times is also a fable. Zhao's would-be fiancée and her son are obese, thanks to China's prosperity. They eat and watch television in an apartment that belongs to the fiancée's blind stepdaughter, who waits on them, hoping for an operation to get her sight back one day. Director Zhang Yimou says it's a variation on an old international story.
I'm familiar with the story of Cinderella. I have read that in the book when I was a kid. There are many Chinese folktales and legends which are similar to Cinderella. And I also like Pretty Woman. To me, that is a modern version of a Cinderella story. I like them because it reflects the fantasy of little people, you know, with these beautiful dreams and fantasy.
Fantasy meets farce as Zhao and his unemployed co-workers concoct another hotel scheme, a massage parlor, so the girl has a job after she's thrown out of her home. Happy Times is produced by two Americans, Terrence Malick, who directed Badlands and The Thin Red Line, and Edward Pressman, who's produced many of Oliver Stone's movies. They'd originally signed Zhang Yimou to direct a high-budget film in the United States, in English, a language which the director has never learned. He opted to adapt a popular short story by Mo Yan, a prominent Chinese novelist. Happy Times cost only $4 million. Edward Pressman says it has a lot in common with low-budget screen classics.
I think the theme of the piece, which is in some ways about traditional Chinese values in the context of a modern, more mercenary time, I think to me the theme that it always reminded me of was the Chaplin film, City Lights.
And director Zhang Yimou says, like most fables, this one draws on a harsh reality, the role of money and greed in China today. Economic freedom has meant wealth for a few and anguish for the many trying to join them.
The details of the film reflect today's fast-changing society, which was completely commercialized, become very materialistic. Everybody's only looking for money. And as a result of it, the difference, the gap between the rich and the poor has become greater and greater. I have seen the rich people that can spend tens of thousands of dollars overnight. And I have read in the papers those corrupt government officials can spend tens of thousands of dollars in Las Vegas or Macau's gambling halls. Those are all the negative side of our life today. And then in the film, with this little girl's very pure, innocent dream, will become a great contrast of this materialized world.
Happy Times, the film, is darker than Mo Yan's original comic story, says painter Zhang Hengtu, who was born in Beijing and works in New York. He says the movie isn't so much about China today as it is about China tomorrow. And he thinks the country's body and soul are represented in the film's two children, a boy who won't stop eating and a blind girl who's nearly starving.
I think for Zhang Yimou, this fat boy and this skinny young girl represent the two different parts of Chinese people. One is physically, one is spiritually. This young girl, to me, sometimes I feel it's not exist. It's just like a shadow. Spiritually, she's very innocent, very naive. She trusts the people. Even she know you lie to her.
If the battle for the future of China is between greed and innocence, painter Zhang Hengtu is afraid he knows who's winning.
From the film, you don't feel anything about the future. Okay, the future is the young fat boy. Video game, TV, ice cream, uneducated, and very selfish. He's the next generation in this film.
Happy Times has no clear resolution, says Zhang Hengtu, because the director might have wanted to avoid censorship problems if the film were too pessimistic. Director Zhang Yimou admits he was deliberately vague about the movie's ending.
At
the end, when the little girl is wandering on the street, and the actress asked me, "Where am I going?" And I was not able to answer. Nobody really knows what is her next step, where is she going to? And that's just our life. I think the happy times is just something we have experienced and can keep in our heart. But the outside world, the material world, will always remain the same.
But for the producers of Happy Times, the movie is a happy beginning. There is money to be made on films in China, says Edward Pressman, especially for the film's principal funder, 20th Century Fox, and the mogul who runs it, Rupert Murdoch.
They like the script a lot, but they also have a real interest in opening up business with the Chinese. Murdoch is married to a Chinese woman and is very interested in expanding in that area. My belief is that they were very interested in it for more general business and cultural reasons, as well as their respect for the filmmaker and the script.
Director Zhang Yimou is now moving back to higher budget movies. He's shooting a martial arts film called Hero. A new volume of writer Mu Yan's short stories has just been published in this country. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy in New York.